Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight begins the Dinim, the Laws, Hilchas Sukkah. We know that today being the day after Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah for all of us, mitzvah livnois ha-sukkah miyad b'yayim shel'achar yom ha-kippurim. There is a mitzvah for every person to build the sukkah immediately, as fast as a person can, on the day after Yom Kippur. Now, many start even on the evening after Yom Kippur, and the reason that we'll see in a moment is that a person wants to run from one mitzvah to another. This was a day that was filled with introspection and dveikus, closeness, connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the mitzvah of fasting, the mitzvah of tshuva, etc. So we complete that mitzvah, the mitzvah of this holy and special day, and we run to the next one. And it's even though, if it would fall out, not like this year, but if it would fall out, Vafilu hu Erev Shabbos, and even if it would be that it's Erev Shabbos, meaning you may work on the sukkah only until Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, but afterwards, of course, it's us, so we'll see why that's the case later on. Now, the reason why this is true, and there's going to be two important parts of the halacha we're learning tonight, is the mitzvah habol yodo al yachmitzena. We famous concept that when a mitzvah presents itself, when you have an opportunity to do any of the commandments, you do not want to push it off. So that means that if the first time that a person now has an opportunity to do the mitzvah of binyan sukkah, so you want to run to it, you want to do it right away. Now, there are many people who already start building the sukkahs even before Yom Kippur as preparation for Yom Kippur, doing the Seis Mechuvah as a schus, being involved in a mitzvah. But certainly now that Yom Kippur is over, so then the next mitzvah upon us is Yeshiva Sukkah, to therefore build the sukkah. It's therefore when we have its haba b'yada, when it falls in a person's hand, it presents itself as an opportunity, al yach mitzena, we don't want to have it be pushed off, we don't want to miss the opportunity. Okay, so that's point number one. V'yivchar mokam noki la'amidu sham. Person should choose the place of the sukkah carefully. Now, some people don't have that many options. Connected to your home, not too far from the house, obviously. But ideally, it should be mokam noki. Therefore, if it's not a place that's usually clean, you should really be sure to it that you clean it to build it on that location so that it's that it's clean. A person should not build a sukkah in an area which is affected by, you know, reach ra, from bad odors. That means if, let's just say, the spot that you would think is the best physical spot, but it happens to be that it's next to the garbage container, so that's not allowed. And this is obviously why, because there's going to be a greater chance it's going to cause you to leave your sukkah, as the Mishnah Berurah says, one would choose not to do that location because you don't want to put the place for which you're going to then feel more compelled to leave the sukkah, okay? So that's point number two. So therefore, number one is that a person should run to do the mitzvah as best you can, as fast as you can. Second, it should be in a clean spot. And the reason, of course, is you don't want to have the reach ra impugn your opportunity to sit in the sukkah. Now, who's it a mitzvah for? A mitzvah kol adam. It's a mitzvah for every person. Shi'asuk ba'atzma ba'asiyas ha-sukkah. It's a mitzvah for every single person who involved themselves in the building of the sukkah. And not only that, but also laying down the schach. That's the completion of the mitzvah. Now, a person might think to themselves, I'm a distinguished person. I'm an adam gadol. I'm an adam choshev. Okay, putting off to the side the haughtiness of thinking that about that of yourself, but assuming that it's genuine. But here the halacha tells very clearly, v'afal pishu hu adam nichbad, even though he's an honorable, distinguished person. So therefore, maybe you'll think that because it's a messy job, so maybe I'm poter. No, zek vodo. It's considered a tremendous honor. Sha'isik ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. A person should really get into it. Roll up your sleeves. Get down and dirty. Get involved in whatever way you personally can be involved in the mitzvah. It's considered b'chvodo mina royaya levarech shechiyano al siyas ha-sukkah. Really, meikra din, the halacha is that really one should say the brach of shechiyano. V'giyano lazman hazeh, because we've come to this time, we're able to now sit in the sukkah. We're building a call. He says, al siyas ha-sukkah. However, ela sha'anu soimchen al shechiyano sha'emrim b'kiddush. That we know that even though you would ideally and regularly say it, when you build a sukkah, you just can rely on saying the shechiyano and have it in mind. We say it at the kiddush on sukkah's evening. The hadaliapo says the sukkah. We know that we endeavor greatly to decorate the sukkah and to bring and adorn it with beautiful things, bekelim noim and elegant spreads and cloths. And this is, of course, kifi kaychay, according to a person's means and abilities. But again, it's all part of the mitzvah zeh. Kaili Vanveyu to beautify and glorify the mitzvahs. I will continue with these dinim, these laws up and coming. Samachta v'chagecha is soon upon us. We get ready by learning these halachos from my family to yours. I wish you a beautiful evening.